kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ayon sa isang pag-aaral mula sa Estados Unidos, ang paggamit ng cellphone habang nasa banyo ay maaaring magpataas ng tsansa na magkaroon ng hemorrhoids. Kaya kung isa kang loose scroller, baka mas nakakasama pa kaysa nakakatulong ang dagdag na oras sa toilet.
I'm on my phone a lot, like way too much. But the people who use their phone while they're on the toilet, that's disgusting. And I am one of those people. Sometimes I go to the bathroom and I sit down and I'm like, oh man, forgot my phone. And I just gotta sit there all bored. I wonder what my phone is doing.
Iyan si US stand-up comedian Angela Johnson Reyes sa TikTok na umaamin na ginagamit niya ang kanyang phone habang nasa banyo. At hindi lang germs sa cellphone ang dapat ikabahala. Ang matagal na pag-upo sa toilet habang nag-i-scroll sa social media o nag-check ng emails ay maaaring magdulot ng hemorrhoids. Si Professor Rupert Leong ay isang gastroenterologist sa Concord Hospital, Sydney.
The theory is that the pathogenesis of these vascular swellings is due to straining. So people that sit on toilets, especially those that sit on for extensive periods of time, they may not be focused on just defecating, right? They are distracted doing other things whilst defecating, i.e. on smartphones. This activity may be prolonging the defecation process, resulting in excessive straining, which then can increase the pressure of the blood vessels that leads to the vascular swelling and eventually rupture of the vessels that leads to bleeding.
Ang hemorrhoids ay isa sa pinakakaraniwang sakit sa ibabang bahagi ng katawan sa Australia. Si Flinders University Emeritus Professor Graeme Young, isa ring gastroenterologist, ay nagsabing may malinaw na palatandaan kapag may hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids are in the beginning internal and they're small. Gee, it's only the modern day TV and news you'd be discussing this sort of detail, isn't it? It's only when they start to bulge down a bit through the anus that they become apparent, and you can feel uncomfortable in that area. And usually when you're wiping yourself after passing a bowel action, you will feel that something's not right. You will even feel the hemorrhoids. And if they get really big and bulge, well, yes, they're big and bulgy and they feel like you've cut a couple of grapes or something there. You know if you've got hemorrhoids, either because of the physical presence or because of the suggestion they're there because of the bleeding.
Isang bagong pag-aaral sa US na inilathala sa PLOS ONE Journal ang nag-survey sa 125 na matatanda na sumailalim sa colonoscopy sa isang ospital sa Boston. Tinanong sila kung gaano kadalas at gaano katagal silang gumagamit ng cellphone habang nasa banyo. Lumabas na 66% ng mga kalahok ay gumagamit ng smartphone sa banyo. At sila rin ay mas matagal na nakaupo kumpara sa hindi gumagamit ng cellphone. Ito ang mga pinakakaraniwang ginagawa, pagbabasa ng balita at paggamit ng social media. Pinapalagay ng mga mananaliksik na dahil sa cellphone, mas humahaba ang oras sa toilet na maaaring magdulot ng dagdag na pressure sa anal tissues at humantong sa hemorrhoids. Ayon kay Professor Young, mas mainam ang mabilis at walang pilit na pagdumi.
For people who have, you know, a difficult bowel habit in terms of initiating the bowel action, the chances are they're going to be sitting longer on the toilet and straining. What it really boils down to is it's not a good idea to be sitting on the toilet for ages waiting and hoping for something to happen, and especially straining to achieve that. If you go to the toilet and nothing's happening fairly quickly, you really need to get up and leave it and come back to it later on.
Ang pananakit at pamamaga mula sa hemorrhoids ay karaniwang natutugunan ng gamot na mabibili naman sa mga butika. Sa malalang kaso, maaaring magreseta ang doktor ng corticosteroid cream. Bihira, pero maaari rin kailanganin ng operasyon. Bukod sa tagal ng pag-upo sa banyo, iba pang kilalang risk factors ng hemorrhoids ay ang kakulangan sa fiber, pagpipilit sa pagdumi, constipation, edad, pagkakaiba ng kasarian at pagbubuntis.
If there is a real problem of constipation, and by constipation we mean not going to the toilet often enough, then you really need to get the constipation dealt with by dietary fiber and discussion with the doctor if that doesn't work. So I'm not sure that it's to do with reading the phones. I think people are reading the phones because they're sitting there waiting for something to happen, and what are they going to do? So it's an interesting study, but I think it's more about sitting on the toilet for too long than it is on scrolling down the phone.
Paano ba nadadiagnose ang hemorrhoids? Sabi ng mga eksperto, dapat munang magpatingin sa GP. Tatanungin ka tungkol sa sintomas at susuriin ang anal passage para makita kung may namamagang ugat. Dagdag ni Dr. Leung, makatutulong din ang GP visit para masigurong hindi ito mas malubhang kondisyon gaya ng bowel cancer.
The symptom of hemorrhoids is very non-specific. So passage of red blood can be something benign as a hemorrhoid, or it can be something more sinister that includes a bowel cancer. So anyone who's got a bleeding in the bowel should present to the general practitioner, who will then perform an external examination.
Ayon kay Dr. Kate McCrill, gastroenterology psychologist sa Middlemore Hospital at lecturer sa University of Auckland, maaaring naaapektuhan ng paggamit ng smartphone sa banyo ang komunikasyon ng bituka at utak. Ipinaliwanag niya na ang dating digestive system ay may enteric nervous system o pangalawang utak ng katawan. Kung masyadong matagal nakaupo sa banyo, maaaring magulo ang signal ng bituka, kaya pakiramdam ng katawan ay hindi pa tapos ang pagdumi. Ito ay nagdudulot ng pananakit ng tiyan, constipation, discomfort at mas matagal pang oras sa banyo. Ang ulat na ito ay para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.